Hi and welcome to the latest Ancient Egypt news over the second week of March. Within the framework of the project Conservation of the Wall Paintings of the Royal Tomb of Amenhotep III in Luxor, under the UNESCO Japanese Funds in Trust, UNESCO Regional Office in Cairo supported three workshops to enhance community engagement in the management of the tomb at the World Heritage Site in Luxor. Effective community participation is vital to enhance long-term sustainable heritage management. The following workshops contributed to strengthening existing working relationships with the local community, nurtured under the previous phases of the project. The vital role of women archaeologists and conservators was highlighted to celebrate International Women's Day. 20 children living on the West Bank of Luxor, aged between 6 to 10 years old, supported by their parent or guardian, participated in the three-day workshop on culture and art education. Through the facilitation of a professional art educator, the children learned the history and art of ancient Egypt linked to Amenhotep III. The children then engaged in exercises such as colouring the cartouche of his name, sketching the statues of Memnon, and finding the missing face of his mural paintings in his tomb while participating in the teamwork on drawing an ancient garden. Step-by-step learning enabled them to produce a freehand portrait of Amenhotep III on the final day. All these works produced through the lens of children were displayed at the gallery to make a colourful exhibition. The jury, composed of artists, archaeologists, the Japanese Archaeological Mission for the KV22 project, the site inspector at the West Bank and a UNESCO representative, evaluated the works to present the awards and certificates to the children who are the guardians of KV52 and the World Heritage Site in Luxor. The Luxor Museum on the East Bank displayed many movable cultural objects with significant values excavated from the temples and archaeological sites nearby, including items relating to Amenhotep III. A workshop for the youth held at the Luxor Museum provided training for university students and young museum professionals in effective museum communication. The workshop began with the opening remarks by the Luxor Museum, Luxor University representative, and the UNESCO Regional Office in Cairo, underlining the importance of site museums for heritage preservation. This was followed by the presentation of the Egyptian conservators working on the conservation works at KV22. Under the guidance of the Japanese Archaeological Mission and the conservators at the Luxor Museum, 50 participants were then engaged in a group activity to develop a new scenario connecting the items related to Amenhotep III at the museum. Each group identified the relevant items, took photos and wrote descriptions to develop a new trail in the museum. The outcomes of their exercises were located on the museum map and posted on the dedicated Facebook page. This activity allowed them to recurate the Amenhotep III collection at the museum from a youth perspective, leading to recommendations for alternative presentations. His Excellency Ambassador Oka joined the final presentation and closing session. He congratulated them on their excellent work that could contribute to the ongoing Amenhotep III project, reiterating the importance of Egyptian heritage as a foundation of the identity of young people representing the future. Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly has appointed Mohamed Ismail Khaled as the new Secretary-General of the Supreme Council of Antiquities, the SCA. This comes as part of the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities' strategic vision to enhance its governance and that of its affiliated bodies. The Ministry seeks to bolster the Council's organisational capacities to effectively fulfil its vital function as an antiquities custodian and a leading scientific institution dedicated to scholarly exploration throughout generations. Mohamed Ismail Khaled holds a PhD in Ancient Egyptian Antiquities from Charles University in Prague in the Czech Republic. Khaled worked as an assistant professor in the Department of Egyptian Antiquities at the University of Würzburg in Germany. His scientific research was published in numerous prestigious international peer-reviewed publications in both English and German. He received a postdoctoral research fellowship from the Alexander von Humboldt Foundation and the Henkel Foundation in Germany in recognition of his collaborative efforts. Moreover, he worked as a visiting professor at the Department of Near Eastern Languages and Civilizations at Yale University in the States. Khaled is the head of the Egyptian-German mission at Sahura Pyramid in the Abu Sir archaeological site. he spearheaded groundbreaking discoveries, including unveiling the storerooms within that historic site. He began his career as an antiquities inspector with the SCA in the Giza Pyramids area, ascending through various leadership roles within the council. Khaled was director of the technical office of the head of central administration of Cairo and Giza Antiquities, scientific research department, and foreign mission affairs. He also supervised the development and site management project of the pyramids at the Giza Plateau. His appointment comes after former Secretary General Dr. Mustafa Waziri, who held the job since 2017, completed his term. Within the framework of the educational and awareness-raising role of the Luxor Museum of Ancient Egyptian Art, an archaeological awareness meeting was held for the youth of Egypt in cooperation with the Archaeological Treasures team titled Egyptian Artifacts, an Urban Treasure and a Driver for Tourism Development, a Step Towards the Future. The mention of ancient Egypt usually conjures images of colossal pyramids and precious golden tombs, but as with most civilizations, the invisible world of infectious disease underpinned life and death along the Nile. In fact, fear of disease was so pervasive, it influenced social and religious customs. It even featured in the statues, monuments, and graves of the Kingdom of the Pharaohs. By studying ancient specimens and artifacts, scientists are uncovering how disease rocks this ancient culture. The most direct evidence of epidemics in ancient Egypt comes from skeletal and DNA evidence obtained from the mummies themselves. For instance, DNA recovered from the mummy of the boy pharaoh Tutankhamun led to the discovery that he suffered from malaria, along with several other New Kingdom mummies. In other examples, skeletal and DNA evidence found in the city of Abydos suggests one in four people may have had tuberculosis. The mummy of Ramesses V has scars indicating smallpox. The wives of Mentuhotep II were buried hastily in a mass grave, suggesting a pandemic had occurred. And the mummies of two pharaohs, Siptah and Khnumnecht, were found with the deformed equinus foot, which is characteristic of the viral disease polio. Amenhotep was the ninth pharaoh of the 18th dynasty, and he ruled from about 1388 to around 1351 BCE. There are several reasons experts think his reign was marked by a devastating disease outbreak. For instance, two separate carvings from this time depict a priest and a royal couple with the polio dropped foot. Statues of the lion-headed goddess of disease and health, Sekhmet, also increased significantly, suggesting a reliance on divine protection. Another sign of a potential major disease outbreak comes in the form of what may be an early case of quarantine, wherein Amenhotep III moved his palace to the more isolated site of Malkata. This is further supported by the burning of a workers' cemetery near Thebes. Grave goods also became less extravagant and tombs less complex during this period, which suggests more burials were needed in a shorter time frame. These burials cannot be explained by war, since this was an unusually peaceful period. Some researchers think Akhenaten's dramatic loss of faith may have been due to the devastating disease he witnessed during his childhood and into his reign, with several of his children and wives having died from disease. But we've yet to find clear evidence for the role of disease in shaping his theology. There's also no direct DNA evidence of an outbreak under his father Amenhotep III. There are only descriptions of one in letters Amenhotep III and Akhenaten exchanged with the Babylonians. These clay tablets, inscribed in Babylonian cuneiform, were sent to Amenhotep III or Akhenaten from the ruler Abditirshi of Hazor. To confirm an outbreak under Amenhotep III, we'd need to first recover pathogen DNA in human remains from this time, as has been found in other Egyptian burial sites and for other pandemics. Also, while many ancient epidemics are referred to as plagues, we can't confirm whether any outbreaks in ancient Egypt were indeed caused by Yersinia pestis, the bacteria responsible for bubonic plague pandemics such as the Black Death in Europe in the 14th century. That said, researchers have confirmed the Nile rat, which was widespread during the time of the pharaohs, would have been able to carry the Yersinia infection. The ancient plague of Athens around 430 BCE may have been caused by Yersinia or a disease with similar symptoms, such as smallpox, typhus, or measles. Much like modern pandemics, factors such as population growth, sanitation, population density, and mobilization for war would have influenced the spread of disease into ancient Egypt. In the case of war, it's thought the Hittite army was weakened by disease spread when it was famously defeated by Egyptian pharaoh Ramesses the Great in the Battle of Kadesh. In some ways, Egyptian medicine was advanced for its time, and while these outbreaks occurred long before the development of antibiotics or vaccines, there is good evidence of public health measures, such as the burning of towns and quarantining of people. This suggests a basic understanding of how disease spreads. Diseases caused by microorganisms would have been viewed as supernatural or as a corruption of the air. This is similar to other explanations held in different parts of the world before germ theory was popularized in the 19th century. Many of the most widespread diseases that afflicted the ancient world are still with us. Along with Tutankhamun, it's thought up to 70% of the Egyptian population was infected with malaria, caused by the Plasmodium falciparum parasite, spread by swarms of mosquitoes occupying the stagnant pools of the Nile Delta. Today, malaria affects about 250 million people, mostly in developing nations. Tuberculosis kills more than a million people each year, and smallpox and polio have only recently been eradicated or controlled through vaccination programs. More work is yet to be done to detect individual pathogens in Egyptian mummies. This knowledge could shed light on how, throughout history, people much like us have grappled with these unseen organisms. And that's it for this week. This news podcast is brought to you by Ted Laux and GNT Tours. For information on our November tour, please visit our website at gnttours.co.za. There'll be a link in the show notes. Follow us on Facebook, X, Threads, or Instagram. Thanks for listening to this episode. Please feel free to comment and share. Until next time, have a blessed Ramadan if you're celebrating. Thanks again. Cheers. Bye-bye.